folks. I'm here with Pete Lavasco.
Good morning, Lassa.
our weather guy, Pete, is he's getting a big reputation on Good Morning Gloucester. People go to him for the local forecast. He does it better than anyone. For one reason, he has the passion for the weather. And for the next reason, he's local and he knows the weather patterns for Gloucester. He knows the weather patterns for Cape Ann, which a lot of times, let's face it, it's different than the weather patterns that you have in Boston, or for the forecasters in Boston that broadcast for a large swath of area. You get to forecast just for our particular community.
Correct.
That make you feel good?
Yeah, I mean, it puts a lot on me. I have to be pretty accurate. I have a lot of angry viewers and listeners out there, you know.
The haters.
Yeah, you get those emails and the pictures of the weatherman being hung upside down. But, it's a challenge, and, you know, I've been pretty good on the target.
For sure. You say that people take shots. I think we're as bloggers or as people that do what we're doing, I think some people, we get sensitive because you could get 99 attaboys in one day, and then the one person that takes a shot at you, that's the one you're carrying around all day long.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Isn't that strange? Like, you know, because I noticed the comments on your weather forecast.
Yeah.
You know, pretty 90% good. Of them are like people, oh, thanks, Pete.
Right.
Or, you know, and walking around town, people
right.
that come up to
right,
me.
Right, because you view them before I see them.
Right.
Because you're the head man. And then, you know, when I see them and I want to prove them, I'm like, I don't know if I want to put that one up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then, even the bad viewers or, you know, the people that, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm lost this morning. It's only 6:15
a.m. The haters. Yeah.
And then they say, oh, better. You know, so they don't understand it. It's tough forecasting weather. You really can't accurate.
It's not a perfect science. It's not like going to get, you can't say exactly X plus Y is going to equal Z.
Right.
There's
like
so many different variables.
Right. So, like, in the summertime, I could say, you know, we're going to watch out for scattered showers and thunderstorms. I can't give you an accurate time to the minute, to the hour, to the second. Oh, if you're out on the golf course on, you know, the 13th hole, you know, watch out for the lightning at 1:30. Right? I can't say that.
On the ninth tee.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't say that, so.
Yeah,
but it is fun.
Going around town, though, people do come up
That's
to me
great.
All the time, and they say, you know, it's funny because, like, I'll generally ask people, you know, what parts do you like about the blog?
Yeah.
And a lot of people say that they like, they're happy that, oh, Peter Van Ness.
Yeah.
He wrote me a whole email. It was like 10 sentences all about, like, how happy he, at first he was skeptical.
Yeah.
And then now as he sees it, he gets why it's so awesome to have
yeah.
you on.
Like, I want to thank Peter and Vicky for the kind words that they said. That was that was really great. But I do have to tell Peter that, yes, I did predict that sleet that was on your car in the morning.
Oh, you did call
I
that.
Did
I remember.
That sleet.
I remember that, yeah.
You did, so.
I was so angry that morning. Not at you, I was angry that, like, I was looking out the window and seeing my car covered.
Wasn't it something
like,
else?
Are you kidding
me? I mean,
me
we were
right
just
now.
70 degrees a couple days ago.
You thought we were out of the woods.
You hear the sleet pelting off the window, the lightning, the thunder, and then it's snowing out. But it didn't last that long, so we didn't have to deal with too much. And like I said, if you have your shovels put away now, it's safe to have them put away.
Okay.
But we're going to have some snowflakes, possibly, tonight mixed in with the rain. Not sure if it's going to happen right here at Cape Ann. But if that boundary layer crashes, Joey, up above, that's going to bring the cold air, drag it right to the surface, and we could mix. There will be surprises tonight in some spots in New England. We've seen it before, and we will see it again. We have a blocker pattern setting up.
We're not quite May.
No, we're not.
But I remember the April 1st, the April
fool storm back in, what was it, 2009, 07?
I forget. It was when I bought my condo. It was the day before I bought my condo on the back shore.
Okay.
And I was living on Lookout Street, which is across town.
Right.
And the roads were so bad April 1st that you couldn't drive across town. The roads were that bad.
Right.
And so I actually walked across town to get to my condo to make it sure, because I don't think I had insurance on it at the time. It was like we were passing papers.
Yeah.
It was crazy. That was cool. I mean, April 1st to have a snowstorm of that magnitude.
36 inches, Joey.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
That's been...
It didn't last long. The only last couple of days, it was gone
It was
like
sunny. The next day was. I remember when I was 70, walking.
Wasn't it 75 or something like that? Sunny the next day.
It was bananas. Yeah, because I remember when I was walking, it was like bright, bright sunshine. Now, do you know what a record snowfall in April for our area would be?
Record snowfall, like total month, you mean? No, or for a
snowstorm in April.
I think that was the one.
It had to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean the most I could remember.
Yeah, might have been one back in the 1980s. If I go back, I don't have my files or research in front of me.
How do you do, like, now...
It could be 83 or 84.
You know how, like, weather forecasters, they come up with these statistics. This is the most snowfall. Are there databases that you can, like, drill down, like, okay, the most... snow on this day, the most rain on this day, the most snow on this month.
Yeah, I think it's the National Weather Service has a database for each city, I believe. You can go on weather.gov and you can look it up.
Oh yeah.
I believe there's other sites, web model sites.
So if I ask you the question,
yeah,
how would you find it, the information? If I ask you what month had the most snowfall in Gloucester, Massachusetts? You know, on record.
Right.
Would you have to deduce that?
You could Google it. You could Google Gloucester, Mass. Annual snowfall record history.
Oh.
You know, I can't give out all my secrets where I got information from. There are certain sites that you have to pay for to get certain information.
I get you.
And if I gave that to everybody,
no, I don't want you to give it out. I like that you have it proprietary.
Secrecy.
That's right.
Double OP.
What a, you know, it's amazing to me. Yeah. It's amazing to me that you pump out the quality of your forecasts and stuff like that, and what you manage to do.
Yeah.
What people don't realize is that you don't do it from a desktop computer.
No, I do it all from my iPhone, and I work a full time job, so I have to find time. Usually, I do my forecast before the next day, following day. So I'll do them in the evening.
Right.
And on my videos, it'll say that sometimes. Only because sometimes in the morning I don't exactly get up at 6 a.m. when I have to be to work by 7:30. You know, it's like an 8 to 5 job. But as far as the weather goes, yeah, I do all my work from my iPhone.
It's amazing.
And I'm going to be bringing in a blog radio show eventually as well.
Tell me the premise, because you mentioned this earlier. But so do you have a name? Do you have a website already set up?
I do. It's Blog Talk Radio, and it's Cape Ann. What is it? Cape Ann Weather. Cape Ann Weather on Cape Ann. Or Cape Ann Weather.
We'll have a link to it. But
yeah, and it's got the goodmorninggloucester.org URL on there. So I can eventually, with you, put it on the website when I'm live.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is my good friend Mark Arvilla is going to help me. Actually, we have to go to Best Buy, but I keep putting it off. I got to get my headset like you have there.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it comes with a mic. And we hook it all up to the system. I get 3 shows a month for free.
Mm.
And then eventually I will subscribe. Like I have my live stream as well. So I'm building...
Ustream.
Yeah. I'm building the weather station, you know, in my own house.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like a studio, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
The weather so the premise is going to be... is it going to be audio, video?
The blog radio?
Yeah.
It's just going to be audio.
So it's going to be like a like a podcast.
Right. My guests will call up on the computer. There'll be a number.
Skype or something like that to record.
To be honest with you, I don't know what they use, but I'll let you know as soon as I know.
Okay.
We're going to give it a test shot.
I've done it a couple different ways. Yeah.
And it seems like a fun time. They can call in.
Yeah.
And there's a chat room where people can come in. You have to sign up for blog radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come in. You can leave a comment, or you can call up.
Call in,
and you can ask the guests.
I think it saves. I think when you're all done, you'll be the moderator kind of person.
Correct.
So on your computer, when the thing is done, you press stop, and I think they send you an MP3 of it.
I think so. Yes.
Like ends up being like an audio file. Like
right.
You
can save it. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
I've done it with a. That's how I started the Gloucestercast.
Yeah.
We started when Kenny McCarthy. And I were the first people that did. We had a kind of a show doing this, and that's what we used. It was conferencing software.
Yep.
It was free. We actually didn't cost
a lot of stuff's free these days.
I know. And so we could. The way it worked was he would initiate the call. I would call into it with a PIN number that he gave me, and you know, we'd press record, and it would record the conversation, even though it was remote. Like right now, the way all of the podcasts that I've been doing lately, they haven't been remote. It would make it easier. I could interview just about anyone,
right,
if I did it over the phone. But I like having people in and having
interaction. Right. I mean, I could theoretically do it over my iPhone.
You could, because the app that I'm recording this on right now, the Boss Jock app, is available for the iPhone.
Exactly.
As well.
But the thing is, you won't be able to see the chat as much because it's iPhone small. So I don't know if it shows up a little.
Oh, you're
section.
Talking about like be able to type in at
the
same time?
Yeah, they can chat in, send comments, and then you can see the comments and you can relate to the comments to the guests.
Mm.
Or they can call in.
I like
and
it.
I'm hoping to get some special guests on. I sent a few messages to some fellow meteorologists out there.
That would be cool. That would be really cool.
It would be really cool to get Jim Cantore.
Yeah.
Tim Kelly. He's like one of the best meteorologists around.
I like, you know who's up
and Matt Noyes.
Matt Noyes. What about Eric Fisher? He seems to be an up and comer.
Eric Fisher is my new boy. He's my new buddy.
But he seems like he's everywhere now. Like a couple years ago, I don't remember hearing Eric Fisher's
name. He was on the Weather Channel.
And now he's local?
And now he's local. He's the chief meteorologist at Channel 4.
Okay.
WBZ.
Great guy. He seems like he's everywhere now.
I haven't met him yet in person.
He ran the marathon. Yeah.
He made it.
Yeah.
Are we going to run it next year, Joey?
I'm never running it. I cannot run it. My knees are cooked.
I'm afraid of getting a cramp at the second mile and then walking. Until after midnight.
I'm afraid of being that guy that craps his pants like 3 miles in and has to try to finish it out with poop running down my legs. I'm not all in on that.
That's some shit, huh?
That is some shit. Yeah, that's some crap right there.
But looking ahead, I just want to tell the viewers, we're in spring now, and the weather's still not looking that great, is it, Joey? I mean,
now the weather changes like
cycles
constantly,
yeah.
Right? But there are trends,
yeah,
like that you have to break out of a trend. Like, you know, like we have like a trend, like sometimes you'll have a trend like the El Nino trend, right?
Right.
Like what kind of trend are we in right now? What is the prevailing like weather pattern
that we're
locked into right now that we can't break out of?
Right now we're in a prevailing wind flow from west to east, and it's pretty progressive, but we have a block that's setting up. If not, already has set up over the northern Atlantic. It's called the Rex Block. We call it here in New England and the meteorologists the Greenland Block. And that's a doom block for New England because that's what slows down all the systems when they get to the East Coast.
So they stack up?
They stack up vertically.
And then the isobars get compacted?
Sometimes, yep. Sometimes you can get a good nor'easter out of them. Sometimes you can just get what we have out there today. Fog, drizzle. And we're going to have some rain coming in.
The worst.
And the temperatures can get colder above the atmosphere because you've got that north wind draining down from the Greenland Block. And what that Greenland Block does, like I said, Joe, it causes a traffic jam across the country.
Of weather pattern.
And you can't get anything to move off the East Coast, or it moves so slow. And then, you know, maybe into Sunday, tomorrow, we might still be looking at some drizzle and fog. And
I heard that. And then I heard... maybe you said Tuesday we're going a little northeast coming through?
Yeah, Tuesday to midweek next week, we may have a nor'easter.
Yeah.
And I got to laugh because some of the models are showing snow in some parts of New England. We're almost in May. I mean, I think it can happen. It can snow in May. It has before. I don't remember it.
I
might have been too young, but I think if we go back maybe May 7th, it might have snowed one time in the 70s.
Kim Smith, it's been almost funny that they've been trying to plan this Harbor Walk cleanup on the last four Saturdays.
I feel so bad for them. It's always been awful.
She announces it 2 days. This is the pattern. She announces it 2 days ahead of time, come out and help with the Harbor Walk cleanup.
Yeah.
And then inevitably
the weather turns bad. And she's going to change it again.
Yeah, and she changed, and she puts the thing in to say.
She changed it now to the May 2nd.
No, they're gonna. It was supposed to be this morning,
yeah.
Which is Saturday. Yeah. They're gonna do it Sunday morning instead.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time?
I think 9. I don't know. It's on the blog. You don't read the blog, do you? For Christ's
sake. Do read the blog, but like you said, I work a full time job. Sometimes I have difficulty getting.
Earth Day was this past week.
Right.
And
we got the Pride Strike coming up soon too,
but,
isn't that?
Today is Earth Day. You collect your yellow bags at Stage 4 Park.
What's yellow bags?
They pass. This is the Gloucester's Earth Day
Oh, you drop off a yellow bag with stuff?
They give you
yellow bags
to go do pick up stuff in the city.
That's a great idea.
I know. Patty Amaral, who we did a podcast with a couple of weeks ago,
we
brought this up, and it's actually today's the day. Today's Saturday.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't look like rain, though.
Are they, no, but, you know, if I'm drizzle? Going back looking at my...
Let me look at... Pull up the radar, Pete.
We'll put up the radar, folks. And I can tell you that the rain is about... We are 6:30 in the morning here down at Captain Joe's Lobster. How did I get up so early, Joey?
We wanted to get this podcast in.
Yeah, I love doing podcasts. And folks, again, I can't wait. I hope you all come to my blog radio show and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll pimp the hell out of it on Good
Morning. Well, Joey, as we're looking at the radar, you see a little bit of spin off the coast here.
Oh, yeah.
Off of South Coast.
Starting to develop.
You see the rain starting to spread up from south to north.
It's kind of weird, though, because the block is to the west of us, but eventually this southern mass here is gonna work its way over us.
Yep. I give
that it... might be noontime.
Jesus, it's...
11?
You know, looking at this radar, four models aren't showing what they were supposed to be showing. It looks to me like the system's starting to really take off of Long Island, and you can see it's just sitting and spinning.
It's starting to wrap.
I'd say after 9:30 or so, it should be raining.
Oh, really? Yeah. That quick? Mm-hmm. Yikes. There's a lot of yellow and red on that map, too.
Yeah.
So that's the bad stuff.
Yeah, it's the heavy stuff.
That's the heavy stuff.
I think the heavy stuff stays south of us, but we're going to be in that cool, damp, raw, ugly. We don't want this. I
hate it.
Joey, looking ahead to May and June, typically meteorological spring, summer starts June 21st, right?
Mm.
We may not see 80s.
Don't say that. Don't 90s. Say I don't want to hear. La, 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 la. I put my ears in. My fingers are in my ears. La, 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 la. I do not want to hear what you were just about to say.
Until mid-May.
Oh, that is nasty. I'm upset right now because I totally screwed up. You offered to bring me coffee. I said, no, I make it at the dock.
Yeah, and I was going to bring you a nice big coffee.
And I figured we started the thing. I pressed the play button, and I didn't start. I am empty on my coffee.
Oh, Joey.
I
take mine with cream and extra sugar. How do you take yours? Regular cream.
I take mine with a fat-free half and half and two Splenda. That's my move.
You're a Splenda man.
I don't. It's probably terrible for you.
Got that aspartame stuff in it, like it does in Diet Coke.
I should try to kick it. I don't know. I'm used to it now. So, but I love. I've been using a coffee grinder at the dock. I've had this coffee grinder sitting here for 4 years. I never used it once, but then my mom got me some Gloucester Joe's coffee, but she got the beans instead of the ground up stuff.
Yeah.
So I tried it and it worked. It's a Krups model.
Yep.
And it works the nuts. Yeah, I really like it. So I've been using that with the pour over. You see that cone shaped thing over there? The Bonavita pour over?
Yeah.
So you put a regular coffee filter in the top of it.
Right.
Put the grounds into the filter, and you heat up see this mug that I got at Fred Bowden's shop?
Oh, cool. I like
really
that.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Pottery kind of mug.
I used to have some old ones like that. They had the seagulls on them, too. Did he make those ones, I think?
Well, he carried them at his shop.
Oh,
yeah, some other guy makes them.
Yeah.
A guy named Dave, apparently. Dave.
Could be from Gloucester, could be from Rockport.
I don't know where the guy's. But you fill up you heat up the water, and you just pour it over the cone shaped thing. There's no mechanical pump parts like a drip coffee machine.
Yeah.
So simple and so great. Kim Smith got it for me for my birthday, and I've been using it just about every day. So I'm psyched. I'm a big fan of Bonavita.
Bonavita.
And you're a Dunkies guy.
I'm a Dunkies guy. I have to have my Dunkin' Donuts in the morning and at night. And it's weird because I have it at night late, and I want to.
I'm
not till midnight all the time. Look at the computer models.
Well, you're always because you take your job seriously. You're up there. That's it's nice to have passions in your life.
Yeah.
It's nice to have something.
You know what I want to do this year?
What?
Can we do this?
What?
Well, you have. What I want to do is when we have a hurricane, which I think we might have this year. We're not going to have as many as we had. As the activity was last year, but there's going to be a lot more chances for U.S. strikes because of the high pressure setup, like I was talking about.
Oh,
because
it'll push it towards the coast.
Off of Bermuda, yeah, it'll push them up towards the coast, anywhere from the Carolinas to New England. And it's been a long time since we've had a hurricane. Mm-hmm. We usually get one, I would say one or every 25, to 75 years between then, 25, 75.
It's so hard. Isn't it so hard to get one where we are? Because, like, the way they go up the coast, that once the hurricanes hit the landmass, don't they just, don't they need that moisture to keep going?
No, they need the warm temperatures of the ocean to keep going. They can't hit land.
Right, well, they need the ocean. Okay, so the warm temperature of the ocean.
But they usually, once they get past the Carolinas, our latitude and longitude, that's when they accelerate up the coastline. It's just a natural thing that happens in New England. The 1938 hurricane did that.
Because that's a jet stream, or what is that? What's the?
It's just the way the pattern shaped up the trough along the east coast. That's how the winds are at our latitude and longitude. So what happens is once the storm gets off the Carolinas, it accelerates up the coast quicker than it does farther down forward in the Carolinas.
But you depend on, I mean, for that to happen, it's the fall, because the water heats up all summer, and to have warm ocean temperatures, we're not going to get those in the spring. You get those late fall. October is when you generally get those kind of
Them in July, you can get them in August. So, I mean, our season is typically anywhere from, I'd say, August 15th to about November 22nd. Mm. You can get a hurricane in December.
There was one, I want to say it was 2 or 3 years ago. Remember the one where it pushed the water up on Good Harbor Beach, that the water was right up to the dunes? Super high tides. It was a summertime event because people were at the beach.
Yeah.
It was just a weird kind of
whole thing. I remember a hurricane a couple of years ago, but
I don't know what
we haven't had
was.
One in a while. Maybe it was
this
Sandy.
This wasn't a hurricane. It was just
Sandy.
Some kind of a... Maybe
Sandy.
It was.
Maybe Sandy that hit New York, but we still got pretty good
I think that might have
effects
been
from her.
What time of the year was it? Because we were at the beach.
Sandy, when was she?
Was it in the summer?
I think it was September or October.
Hmm.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
So, going ahead to the season, what I'd like to do is we could set up a live stream in your office, and you and I could be here with cameras and filming the storm. That would be awesome. And we could
inside the building here?
Or outside the dock, yeah. That'd be cool. You're right on that.
You
in
know,
the harbor, so we're safe here.
No, it is, because you see the hill behind us here.
Yeah.
That big granite structure.
Yeah, you're blocked.
The northeast goes directly right over us. This is like safe harbor,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's safe here.
The worst, for this location, the worst is when it comes southeast. I mean, what is it? South? No, southwest.
Yeah.
What comes up the harbor? What direction is that? That would be southwest winds?
Yeah, southwest.
Yeah, so that comes...
Southwest or southeast?
Let's see. Northeast comes...
South-southwest, I think. Generally.
Northeast comes this way, right?
Yeah.
Northeast, so southwest this comes this way. So
yeah,
southwest
so.
Is the worst for where we are in Gloucester Harbor. It comes right down the middle of the harbor. And kind of disrupts the boats a little, but we're so far deep into the harbor, it's like,
right.
It's very hard to get any kind of damage in here.
Yeah. But let's hope we don't get one. But you know, I gotta say the weather lately has been pretty boring. We just get these little storms. You know, there's nothing really to get excited about. You know how I like to get excited.
I know you do. I know you're crazy. You go into crazy weather mode, guy.
You know what I mean? I love storms. As far as, and you know what I'm looking forward to too is severe weather season. Our severe weather season starts third week in May or second week in May, and that's when we start to see our severe thunderstorm potential.
Oh,
I do really.
Because that's the change of the season from the real cold to the real warm.
Yeah.
So you get those.
You
those
get the clash.
The clash.
The clash of two air masses because the jet stream is going to lift a little further north of us, and that puts us on the warm side. And as the cold fronts come, the clashes with the warm air and the cool air up in Canada, and then you get those storm systems and cold fronts and thunderstorms.
But by July, I mean by end of June, it generally evens out, though, right?
No, we're still in it. We're in it. July's pretty a good stormy month for us as well. August, we start to
window
a little bit. Yeah,
August.
Because in August, we also start to cool down. We've reached our max heights in July.
Yeah,
July
is
normally typically the hottest month for us here in Gloucester.
Mm. Because we, you know, it's funny. Down the dock, you know, we take photographs of crazy fish and stuff like that, right? That come in, that get landed and stuff like that. Crazy. And it's always like the first week in July that a couple fishermen will bring, like lobstermen will catch in their traps some species that is way, way off course, like from what, because it's from way down south that like we haven't seen landed here. So they bring it in, like, what the hell is this? And we have it identified. And it's because that warm water, it you know what I mean?
Comes up the Gulf Stream?
The water, I think migrating patterns by fish and stuff, and birds, obviously, it's temperature, you know what I mean? Water temperature, or air temperature. So they come up, like the tuna fish, they come up all summer. The tuna going up the coast, Maryland, you know, the Carolinas, Chesapeake Bay, then they come up to, you know, the Long Island Sound, then they come around the corner to where we are, then they go up. These fishermen, they have these tuna fishermen, they'll chase the fish in different ports as the fish go north all the way up to, like, Nova Scotia. And then they'll work their way down.
They'll work their way south after
that. Down south.
No shit. What is tuna season up here?
Tuna season starts in earnest, like, late summer, like August.
Yeah. So are we in striper season right now, or is that later too?
Stripers?
Is that September, the fall?
No, they'll come. When do they usually come? I think that...
I'm putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot. It's been so long since I've gone striper fishing. It's generally the way me and my buddies... When the cherry blossoms are bloom here... And when you first see the first mosquitoes and stuff like that, that's when you see the stripers. It's kind of a weird thing. Like,
I saw my first mosquito the other day.
Did you really?
Yep.
They could be here. They could be schools. Another couple weeks.
I used to go striper fishing with my dad a lot. What I hated about it the most was, I started when I was young, and we'd go off the rocks on the back shore.
Yeah.
And we bring a radio to listen to the Red Sox at night, and have a cooler for what, and we'd make a night of it. Yeah. We'd start at like 11 at night or even 1 in the morning, through 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
And it's like you say, people, you know, women say or girls say, it's like watching paint dry. But as a kid, you're doing something you've never done before and you're learning.
Yeah.
The fun part is casting. I love doing that. And then you get caught up on the rocks. And then you're like, oh, crap, the line's all screwed up. Your dad looks at you and like, oh, what'd you do now? Got to cut it, snip, snip, right? So it's no fun for him.
Oh, and the blood.
But I had a bite one time.
Oh.
And it almost pulled my rod right in.
Wow.
I think it was a pretty good size striper that my dad caught off that one.
That's cool.
But, you know, we love fishing up here in the
Did you see on the blog? You probably didn't see this because you don't look at the blog.
I do look yesterday, at the blog.
Yesterday I put on this video of this guy that had like a treble hook, like stuck through his finger, and you know, once they go in, they don't back out without.
You have to take it out the opposite way, right?
Right, so but this is buried in his hand, so you couldn't get it through. So the guy was sitting down on like a bucket on the boat, the sport fishing boat.
Whoa!
And the captain like tied some monofilament onto the curved part of the hook.
Yeah.
The guy took like a huge swig of whiskey. And the
yanked
guy,
it right out?
Yanked it out. Oh, I was like, oh, damn.
Blood everywhere. That must have been off. Didn't he have to get like a tennis shot after that?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you? YouTube I would.
Video. I probably would, yeah.
I want lockjaw.
Oh,
imagine that. I caught a fish and I got a hook in me hop.
But you say you you use the Stitcher app.
Yeah, Stitcher app's fun. I love it.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Now, how did you get invited on the Stitcher? Did they contact you or?
Yeah, this woman from... I guess she works for Stitcher, but she lives on the North Shore somewhere. I didn't get where she actually lived, but she contacted me. I said, yeah, we'd love to. They don't pay you or anything.
But it comes in so much clearer.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's like radio. I mean, you can get it on your radio, folks. If like we were talking about, if you have that adapter to put in that plug.
If you have a headphone jack, plug. You know, like a little. There's a 3.5 millimeter jack.
Yeah.
On the front of your panel of your car radio.
Plug it into your phone.
You plug
right?
it into there.
And then you can do it. Your Bluetooth will come through your radio.
Yeah. You go to Radio Shack. It would be a male to male 3.5 millimeter jack, and they're like $6. And you can listen to anything on your radio. It's not just Stitcher. You can listen to music. You can listen to Pandora. It's much better than listening to regular radio that has ads and stuff like that.
I think this is better than late night comedy. You know those late night shows?
Yeah.
Remember Jay Leno?
Yeah.
David Letterman, Conan O'Brien. We could go on and on.
There you go.
You got Joey Shimotaro here. I'm kicking it with the podcast AM. This is great. I mean, Joey, when are you going to go live? It. Radio. That'd be a great thing. Gloucester Radio with Joey.
You know who does,
you do awesome.
You know who does radio now? Okay. And like, I don't know why. I rarely listen to it, but he does a great job. Is Rick Moore. Moore Online. Do you know about Rick Moore?
No.
I don't think a lot of people know about
him. Is he from Gloucester?
I think certain people know about him. Yeah, he's from Gloucester. I think he was a school teacher, a math teacher, or something like that. Nice guy.
Yeah.
But, He does a radio show, and it's like real radio. I don't know that if they record the episodes and put them onto a podcast or anything like that. But
right.
But he interviews interesting guests. Actually, Ray Lamont, I just did a podcast with him.
Yeah.
Ray was telling me, and Ray Lamont is the editor of the Gloucester Daily Times.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was. He told me he has a weekly show with Rick Moore, and I'm like, really? I would probably listen to that. So. I think you can find it, Rick Moore Online.
Rick Moore Online. Yeah. Hey, we'll have to check that out.
I just dipped my finger into this mason jar filled with...
Is that paprika?
Toby Pett brought me down this. This is his chicken rub.
And
it has all kinds of spices in it. And
makes it himself?
No, he gets it from some guy that makes it. Some like huge, this freakish barbecue guy that's like anal about his barbecue. But
yeah.
This mason jar may never make it home because I like to dip my finger, lick my finger, and dip it in there. And
you've been doing that all morning. I've been watching you.
It's so delicious. It's so delicious. You know what I could see?
Put it in your scrambled eggs.
You know what I could see you doing with this stuff? Sorry. Actually, like getting some like almonds or something, and just like putting them in a pan with something that would make them sticky, and then cover it with this kind of spicy. It's like a sweet spicy rub. I've been using Montreal steak seasoning. Have you been grilling lately?
I haven't started yet, no.
You haven't started grilling?
No.
Are you not a big grill guy?
I am a big grill guy.
Then how have you not started to grill? What do you generally, do you eat at home or do you eat out at restaurants all the time?
At home.
You do?
Yeah, restaurants are too expensive. I mean, I was just driving down here to the dock and I saw that the gas prices are up to $3.75 a gallon now, Joey.
I know, it was just like $3.40 a couple weeks ago.
What happened? All the oil resources in the world.
Oh man!
But yeah, no, I do. I like to cook out. I like to go out and eat.
Do you cook or does your mom cook?
We all do.
Everybody chips in.
Yeah.
I don't cook often, but I love to grill. You gotta get your grill going, man.
I know.
It's
fun. I have a Weber, a Web grill.
You have a Weber and you don't grill?
I know, right? What's wrong with me?
You gotta get on that.
I know. I know. Weatherman likes it perfect though. No mosquitoes. It's gotta be 65, 70 degrees. It's gotta be 7 o'clock and the sun's gotta be out and it's gotta be beautiful.
I love like having like a cold beverage, and I know it's kinda cold to still grill. Maybe that's what it is, but like I like going out there
with your beer.
Yeah, you know, and just or
it's not summertime yet. I mean, I know a lot of people were grilling still in February as people started grilling.
I'm pushing it. I'm pushing the envelope right now. Yeah, but for as far as grilling goes, I was at the supermarket the other day, and I've been.
Where do you go? Do you go to Market Basket, Stop and Shop, Shaw's?
You know, I did this. I railed on about how brutal the prices are at Stop and Shop and Shaw's, and I did this survey of the items that I buy. I didn't look at the prices ahead of time, but I put 5 items. I went to each place and priced them, and Market Basket was an average of like 27% cheaper than Market Basket or Stop and Shop. So if I'm going to do big time, like a bunch of stuff,
you'll go to Market Basket.
I'll go to Market Basket, but if I need something quick, I go to
Stop and Shop
because it's closer.
Via convenience, right?
But
do you know?
I do look at the circulars now though, and and like if there's a porterhouse sale or something like that, I'll get a couple of porterhouses. Cause I like those on the grill.
You're not like one of those women or guys that go in there with like a pocketbook or a box full of coupons and hold up the line for an hour, and then they only pay $2 for like $100 of groceries.
I respect the game. I respect the.
I respect the coupon game, but I just don't
participate in it.
You spend up all night cutting coupons. Who's gonna do that?
God bless them.
You know?
But so I've been getting steaks. Yes. So the other day I was at the supermarket. I was at Market Basket actually, and they had the same cut as a ribeye steak, but it was pork, and it was like $2.29 a pound.
That's not bad.
So I'm like, wow, it was a pure meat. It was a nice cut.
Yeah.
Not a lot of fat on it and stuff. I'm like, I'm going to get this. I'm like, how can I go wrong? I got it. In addition, I was going to make bubble burgers, hamburgers, but I was going to have, for $2, I got to try this. I'm going to put a rub on it and I'm going to grill them.
Yeah.
And I cooked them and I started cutting them and stuff. Pork is not steak.
No.
It's just harder.
Pork's hard to chew, eat. It is. I don't like pork that much.
I like pork when it's completely shredded and drenched in barbecue sauce. But other than that,
when they roast it like a pig, and you go to those pig roasts, those are the best pork.
That's good.
Anything
stuff.
Else, I don't like pork. I'm more of a chicken guy, steak guy.
Chicken steak, yeah. Steak's definitely at the top of my food chain on the meats.
Chicken, you can do a number of things on the grill.
I know, but you know what? The thing about chicken for me was, like, my mom, growing up, like, I feel like she fed us chicken, like, 7 nights a week.
Well, I think that's the average American family had chicken 7 nights a week. Oh, I remember I had chicken when I was a kid.
Chicken.
We're having chicken pie. Chicken. We're having chicken wings.
But chicken breast. You know what I mean? Like, chicken
those
breast.
Those are so boring.
Oh, my God. It's like cardboard. Like, come
you're,
on.
Like, cutting into it, and there's no seasoning on it. Maybe a little bit of garlic salt and a little oil. It's just...
Be better than that, right?
You see more bone than you do meat.
I know.
You know, then you get scared you're going to eat a bone.
Yeah. You know? So the chicken breast, I'm kind of like, I have to have chicken like breaded and like on a Parmesan sauce.
Yeah.
There's ways to eat chicken now, but it's chicken breast to me. I look at it and I just...
I like chicken cacciatore.
What's that?
Chicken cacciatore, it's Italian. It's cut up chicken, you get the potatoes and the tomatoes, and you put it in a little pan, you put it on the grill. You can do it on the grill, you can do it in your oven, you can do it on the stovetop. You can mix it any way you want, really.
There you go.
You know? But now, when you go to Market Basket, you get your steak and your chicken and this, and you know, you're going to need chips for the cookout, you know, roll, whatever.
I try not to get chips, but.
Well, whatever you get, right?
Yeah.
Even mustard ketchup these days, right? Well, who puts that on their steak? You like A1 sauce?
No, I just like a straight rub.
Straight rub?
I mean, every once in a while I get a hankering for A1 sauce, but...
It's not bad. I mean, it's got a little taste to it.
No, I do...
I can't have it all the time.
I just don't do it all the time, yeah.
You notice that... I've noticed going to the supermarkets lately. Well, not lately. The past, what, couple months or so? Prices are going up.
Mm.
And you're not getting the same amount in bags...
As far
as the product goes.
Yeah, no, this is a move.
This is a move that all
products have been doing. It's, I think, in the past 10 years, even more than ever. Like the size, like it used to be when you bought coffee in the bag, you know, the bags of coffee.
Right.
It used to be a pound of coffee. Now, if you pay attention, the coffee is like 10 ounces of coffee, and they charge it, like for Starbucks, it's like $9.
Right.
You know, and the soap is also like bars of soap are getting smaller. Like if you look at like the per ounce cost.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then like a lot of then the, how about the bags of chips? You see the bags of chips, right? And it's transparent at the bottom of the bag where it looks full. And then they have like a design, and then the bag is like. Like 40% air at the top, but they have a design over it so that you don't realize that there's no chips in there, but it makes it look like this huge bag. And when did nacho chips, like
Doritos
and Tostitos,
$5.25 a big bag?
What are you kidding me?
And you get two handfuls.
It's bananas.
That's it.
Well, you know what? That's probably a good thing because you shouldn't be eating that crap anyway. I go to the baked tortilla chips and stuff like that. Multi-grain. You know, that kind of stuff.
It's probably just
as bad for you. I don't know.
Potato chips aren't great for you, folks.
No.
I don't think so. Popcorn's worse.
Popcorn's worse?
Yeah, it's not good for your teeth from what I hear.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I can't eat that. I get it stuck in my gums more than anything.
I don't like popcorn. It gets stuck in your throat. You know, the kernels?
Oh, yeah.
Or the little shell piece
Yeah,
that
the
off
shell
it.
Piece gets stuck
I don't like
on
that.
It.
It's like a suction, you know what I mean? So you swallow something, you think it's going down, you think you're choking, and you're like, you know?
Pet peeve number 1,765.
So how many people out there do you think are really pissed off at the city's potholes right now?
There's some... You know what? I think everybody understands in this time of year that there's going to be potholes. What has bothered me in certain places, and this is a totally selfish personal thing,
yeah.
The road that I turned down to get home, There's been this orange barrel in the middle of High Popples Road, like right where the Ocean View Inn is.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of go around it. I'm like, but, and they've had this metal plate over this hole, presumably this big hole that's there.
Yeah.
And it's been there for like 2 months now. And I'm like, well, you recognize that there's a problem here.
Right.
Get
you know
it fixed.
What's there. Right.
But, you know, having said that, I know that, like, you know, the city has limited resources, and maybe there is a plan where they say, all right, we're going to wait for the end of, you know, like the heaving and the freezing and stuff like that, and then we'll get to it.
Well, right now is the time to fix those potholes because we're really past the real cold part of winter.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you've noticed, but they've been hiring outside contractors coming into the city. I've seen them a month ago.
Yeah.
They redid my road with potholes.
Ah.
Now the guys come, they fill it with, what do they use?
Tar
patch?
Yeah.
The shit don't last.
It doesn't last.
After a rainstorm, the holes are bigger.
Yeah.
So we're wasting money.
That
guys
black,
money
it's kind of like the chunks of the tar are like, you know, the size of a dime.
Yeah. So we're wasting taxpaying money. I'm sure we're paying for this, right?
Well, I'll say this. Well, you know, I always want to defer to those people because I feel like all these budgets have been totally squeezed over the years, so they're doing the best that they can with limited resources. I'll say, I'll give them props on the Washington Street sidewalks that they're putting in.
Oh, those look good. Those
cement flat.
And they're
nice.
Wider, yeah, aren't
wide. They?
They
look
really
nice.
I mean,
really
you can,
nice.
Like, drive a car down there.
They're doing
well, not
really
like
nice
you're supposed
stuff.
To, right?
Golf cart, maybe.
That'd be fun.
Golf cart, yeah.
But no, I would like to see, we have one bad pothole on Beach Road. And like I said, it could swallow up a Volkswagen Bug. I mean, the thing is, they have a cone in it. Like you said, on Ocean View has a cone in it as well.
We could have Nicole Schraff do a whole, one of her, she's been going on a couple of rant. She did her rant yesterday on people not being polite. She's a good writer. Have you noted Nicole Schraff? She had her kid throw the pitch up for, say, play ball. At
oh,
the,
yes.
The game.
Yes, yes.
She's doing good stuff.
There's a lot of good authors on Good Morning Gloucester.
Yeah.
And bloggers.
I guess Marty Luster and Don Artizzoni are collecting money for Fred Bowden. He's sick. He's got cancer. And they're
going to... Yeah, thoughts and prayers with you, Fred. I mean, that's just...
Yeah. It's terrible. So
they're
collecting money. I wanted to have an opening at the shop and sell his artwork, but I don't think that's going to happen for some reason.
What if we have, like, a jalapenos night? Good Morning Gloucester.
They don't...
they don't get props. No, it doesn't work.
I don't think that the... You go to, so they have these nights.
Right.
Certain,
I think I hear about. I don't know how they
certain,
run though.
At
how
certain
they go.
Restaurants, they have these certain nights.
Right.
For community organizations, and they don't. And these nights are invariably on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Where these restaurants are going to be empty anyway, and they give 10% of the proceeds back to the organization from your family. Like when you go there to eat with your family.
Right.
They have 10% back.
Oh, is that how it works?
So say if you go to XYZ restaurant.
Yeah.
And your family of four spends $60, your organization is going to get $6 kicked back to it.
Yeah.
I think you can raise a lot more money for your organization.
I agree.
You know, there's $60 coming out of your family household budget.
Right.
On a night, and you know, I think that 10% is not very generous when you say, like, you could get a Groupon for any restaurant that you could use 7 nights a week.
Right.
For 50% off of the meal, and they're gonna be really generous on a Monday night when they're not gonna do any business anyway, and give you 10% back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you wanna really be generous, you know, I think that type of deal should be at least 25% if you're gonna do it on a Monday,
what
Tuesday.
What about a Good Morning Gloucester cruise night? Have the viewers meet the authors, the bloggers, us. They have a ship in Gloucester,
booze cruise?
Big enough.
Booze
we
cruise?
Could raise money that way.
Yeah. No, maybe. That might be a good idea.
People love the water.
I know.
And
I know.
And that's a new boat that they have, the Princess.
Oh, the boat port.
The Princess,
oh, yeah.
That's nice. Have you seen it?
I have. I'm happy with everything that those people are doing.
Cruise port's unbelievable.
Cruise port.
Yeah. Great people.
The people that they're employing, the vendors that sell there.
I heard they were even taking in some of the vendors from the big fire down in Foxborough, where some people lost their weddings and stuff like that.
They did. They opened up the doors for those people. I mean,
Gloucester's got a big heart.
Yeah.
Regardless what business you are, we welcome anybody in. We help out wherever we can.
There was some tragedy... I forget where it was, but they were looking for... There was a big fire and people were displaced and stuff. And I know that those people, they donated a lot of stuff, a lot of food for the people that were working to get these people back on their feet. And
a lot of
local businesses behind the scenes don't get the kudos for the community donations that they make and the support that they do for different local charities.
Right.
The cruise port is definitely one of those ones that always comes through and is supportive. The building center is another one. I'm not going to go through all of them. There's a bunch of great community businesses that give back.
The Pride Stride that they have in Gloucester,
mm-hmm.
is that next week?
I think it's this week.
Is it tomorrow?
I think it might be tomorrow. I'm not
positive. How do you get involved in that? Like, say I wanted to walk for MS, multiple sclerosis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My dad has MS.
Oh, he does?
I want them to find a cause for it. Yeah, and it's just awful, you know, seeing him.
How long has he had it?
My dad's had MS for, he's been diagnosed for 10 years or so. Or
is
longer.
He in a wheelchair?
No, he's not in a wheelchair, no.
Oh,
no.
That's
he's
good.
Fighting. He's pretty strong.
That's cool.
He's also had some other medical health conditions besides that with it. But I want to do something for MS. I want to learn. I want to walk for them.
Mm.
How does someone go about doing something like getting people, and how do they go through that? Do you know?
To be honest with you, I've never done Pride Stride. They send us a press release. I haven't got one from them this year, which I'm kind of surprised about, actually.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you there's a website. I'm going to look it up right now.
I mean, they say you have to have, in order to walk or something, you have to have a cause or what you're walking for.
27th annual Pride Stride is on Sunday, April 27th, 2014. It's a 5-mile walk, and they'll start at Stage Fort Park.
Oh, they moved it. Used to be down Good Harbor Beach.
It starts there, and we look forward to your participation on behalf of your favorite Cape Ann nonprofit. So the Pride Stride is actually for local charities. If you're unable to join us on the 27th, you can still collect pledges for your Cape Ann nonprofit and bring them to Becky Sumner at First Ipswich Bank, located in the Walgreens Plaza, or mail them to us.
So basically, you just can get people on a piece of paper saying, I'm walking for you, and then they give you the money, and then you go to the bank and give them the money?
Yep. There's a pledge sheet and a brochure. You can make a donation. There's sponsors. Their website's it's GloucesterPrideStride.com. So that's tomorrow.
Pledge for Peter's new weather station.
That's bad. I know that's bad.
That's going to be that's terrible. Yeah, we all think of these charities I need a charity to get myself a new computer.
Do you really think these people that win the lottery give half their money away to charities? Or do you think they just put it out there to look good?
Oh.
I kind of find it funny. If you win, let's say you win $10 million, right? Really giving away $4 or $5 million to charities?
I don't know. Who says that?
People don't win the lottery. They say I give so much to this charity and so much to that charity. Are you out of your mind? I mean, I would give a little bit here and there, but you can have people calling you all the time. Would you do that?
I would definitely give some away. I don't think it would not be half. I mean, if we're being honest, I would not give half. It would not be 40%.
No.
It would probably be in the vicinity of 10%.
10%.
Maybe.
You
and maybe it may be less, maybe 5%.
You kidding?
I don't know.
In Fiji
probably
somewhere.
10. I'd say probably 10%. You know, you want to look out for you got to look out for your children first, I think.
Absolutely, you got to make sure your children are all set.
Yeah, and then other stuff.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good things that could be done. I always do that exercise every once in a while. If I won the lottery, what would I do? I mean, you know what I mean?
Would we all do?
Do you play that exercise?
I have dreams that I wake up that there's a suitcase of cash on my bed and there's nothing there.
What do you? But wait, do you have a plan? In
play? I have a plan if I win the lottery.
So what's your lottery plan?
My lottery plan is I'd get an attorney. I get a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I disperse the money in different banks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get stock. I'd probably buy a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be flying around the world for quite some time.
There you go. There's your plan. I don't have a plan.
Exotic beaches and drinks and...
I almost feel like you'd have to stop drinking if you won the lottery, because if you're going to be a man of leisure and you have that much time in your hand, you're drinking, you're then
in
a booze
bag. That's true. But like you said, kids come first, so my daughter would be set, definitely set for life. I would make sure that her college funding, everything.
That's automatic.
You know?
That's automatic. There's so many. There's so many programs like that give tax benefits.
Yeah.
Like it would behoove you to put some of that money towards their college fund because you wouldn't have to pay tax.
Right. Yeah. Like if you want $1 million on a scratch ticket, say down here at Richfield's, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government's going to take $500,000 of that from you, so you're only going to end up with about $500,000 to $650,000, and he's eating the rub once again with his finger, folks.
Yeah, I can't get.
I'm watching that stuff disappear quickly.
Toby's chicken rub, and I'm like, I can't. Oh, it's tasty.
God. That is too funny.
I want to put it on everything.
What's
everything.
That?
I want to put the rub on everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do. I want to focus on Pete.
Oh, he's trying to get a camera picture of me.
You gotta get. You gotta come a little closer to the.
How's that?
There you go. There you go.
Pedro. I haven't shaved my head in a while.
You don't look.
What do you think? Is my hair growing back a little bit?
I like it
a little, huh?
I like the little stubble on the side. You gotta get closer because I and you gotta smile. You don't be so serious all the time. There you go.
Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay. I don't want to scare the audience away.
Well, let's just go over in closing. What's the name of your blog talk radio?
It's gonna
radio?
be Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
And you can find it online.
Oh, so is Blog Talk Radio a big website with other
shows? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, other shows.
And
yep.
Your show's going to be... We'll end up knowing what the name
is. It'll be a couple weeks. It's in the works right now. We'll get things set up. Got to get the finishing touches and equipment. I got my friend Mark Avila coming over. That's going to help me get my
I want you to send me screenshots of what you're going
to
be
you
doing.
You say screenshot. What do you do? Just take a picture and send it to you? Or what's a screenshot?
Well, your computer... You can do a screenshot of you do that all the time with your weather
on your computer
guy.
Yeah right.
Yeah.
So just do a screenshot.
Yeah, of what it's gonna what the page is gonna look like, what people are looking for.
Okay.
So yeah, well there you go. This is another Gloucestercast, Pete. Thanks for coming down.
Joey, thanks for having me. And just let people know today and tomorrow, if you have outdoor plans, bet on the umbrella. You know, softball games may be canceled.
Sad face.
My daughter's really bummed that her softball game was canceled today, but they rescheduled tomorrow, so come on out to Burlington and support her. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, okay. I'll be right up there.
She's pitching, Joey.
Oh, really?
First time pitcher.
How old is she?
She's going to be 10 on June 3rd. She's 9, almost 10. And there's only 2 fourth graders on the team. The rest of the kids on her team are in second grade.
Fun.
She's the only one who can reach home plate.
Gotta love it. All right, for Pete Lovasco, good morning, Gloucester's weather guy. This is Joey Schumatow. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.